Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville, Susan Lanning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And seems like we should have had you on for something before now, but I'm glad we have you now.
Yeah.
And of course, the museum has a well-established calendar of annual events, but one that is new is coming up, and it's called A Taste of the 1890s.
That's right. It took us forever to come up with that title, but
yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, well, I like it too. And this is Saturday, May 11th. This coming Saturday, then it's most of the day, Saturday,
it's
May 11th?
It's that evening.
Oh,
it's
going
to be a dinner. Yeah, it's from 5 to 8. You kind of come anytime between then. You don't have to be there at 5. You don't, you know, kind of depends on your schedule. And I kind of call it, it's in my mind, I think of it being a progressive dinner, but a lot of people don't really know what that is. And so it's kind of a round robin. You go wherever you want out at the museum. Different places will have different types of food. You know, like the cabin is going to be our appetizers and refreshments, and the Indie House, which is a little bit more fancy, that's the lawn party. You know, the desserts, the fancy desserts that people will have never heard of.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, some of the ones mentioned in your news release, definitely I have not heard of. So you go from one place to
another,
to the
and you
other.
Go whatever order you want. If
yeah.
you're in a dessert mood, go there first. The main course will be inside the museum. So it's kind of gives us a way to utilize the whole museum.
What are some examples of food that maybe we haven't heard of?
How about a drunk fruit chess pie? Or a jumble cookie,
yeah.
Or an orange pudding. I'm making that one.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it actually, it wasn't too hard. That's the hardest thing. You're looking at these recipes from the late 1800s, and they're very different from how we are used to doing recipes. And sometimes they just assume you know how to do X, Y, and Z. And you're like, well,
right.
No, I really don't.
Right. What is a drunk fruit chess pie? Can you explain that?
Not really. It has... I don't know.
Drunk fruit, of course. That's the thing that is.
Yes, it's some type of fruit pie. And I think it has, I can't remember what kind of fruit she's going to use.
Well, it's okay, but just the name alone is
I love the name.
Is enticing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide on the 1890s in particular?
We wanted to start kind of old-fashioned, but not too far in the back, because we're like, well, the further we go, the even harder it's going to get.
Right, right.
Or we might be stuck just trying to find squirrels everywhere, you know? I mean, that was big back in the really early trail days, you know? It was squirrel and rabbit, and we're like, okay, we're not going that far.
Right, that's right.
Although we are having venison meatballs, so that's,
good.
You know, so if nobody's ever tried venison.
So are these recipes that were popular in this area?
Just popular in the late 1800s, not necessarily in this area, although a few of them are. The one, the drunk fruit chess pie, that actually comes from, I should say, Pudkerns, do you know her?
Oh, of course.
She's making that one for us, and it's from her family's recipes.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
so,
no, Pud is a very regular guest on this program. We're talking with Susan Lanning, and Susan's the director of the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum, and their event coming up, A Taste of the 1890s, is Saturday evening, May 11th. So, of course, if you went much beyond prior to the 1890s in this region, there wasn't a heck of a lot happening
Not
here before about 1850
yes.
or so. So,
yes.
So you're limited there. I wonder if people in the 1890s ate more healthy, or if their diet was better than ours.
Yes, because it wasn't so many no processed foods.
Yeah.
You know, it was mostly made by scratch and fresh out of the garden. That was the big thing. Everything was something that you could grow yourself or find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the big thing.
Where do you find the recipes?
Cookbooks.
Cookbook, they,
yes,
they do.
Yes, there are a ton of, believe it or not, there are a ton of cookbooks online dealing with
online.
Yes.
Well, how about people to cook these?
Yes.
Delicacies.
We've hired a caterer that's going to do part of it. And then I
really?
Have a whole bunch of volunteers that are doing the desserts. I picked the fun part for all of us to do and pick. And I did a stack of printed out recipes for everybody to look at. I mean, one person picked a bird's nest pudding because he just loved the sound of it. So he's like, oh, I'll make my wife do that one. So, and they're all really good cooks. So that, you know, that helps as well.
Yeah. Well, you have a real pro there in Pud Kearns. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knows what she's doing there. So yeah. That's great. You mentioned the Mrs. Indy's lawn party. And of course you have the mm-hmm. Indy Gaylard house there on the grounds.
And it'll be open as well. Both that and the cabin will be open for people to go through.
And that is, as I understand, the Indy Gaylard house is the oldest house in Greenville.
Oldest still standing house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was not originally located on that site.
No, it's actually been moved twice. It was originally downtown, and then as the downtown uh-huh. grew, the lumber yard was taking over that property, uh-huh. and they said, well, we're going to tear it down if it's not moved. So wow. back in the 50s, it was moved out to Graham Park, mm-hmm. and then the museum got it when we moved out there.
Yeah, I remembered at Graham Park. I grew up in Greenville, but I don't think I've ever been in that house. I would love to go into that house.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And it's beautiful to see it there as you drive by the museum, but you'll have a lawn party there. So if this is something, people do need to buy tickets
buy tickets ahead of time because we're only doing a certain number.
Buy your tickets by tomorrow, May 8th.
And tickets cost, if you're a member of the museum, you get a little bit of a break. So it's $28 for those. And then regular non-members is $30.
So this is at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum, Saturday evening, May 11th. This coming Saturday, then it's mm-hmm. a taste of the 1890s.
Yeah.
Susan Lanning.
Have fun.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. And hope we'll get you back.
Thank you.
Susan Lanning. And she is with the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.